You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The government's Move On Order legislation has given police greater powers to remove people from public spaces, including those begging or rough sleeping. Critics argue the bill risks criminalizing homelessness rather than addressing its causes. I spoke with Dr. Tim Welch about why he believes Move On Orders punish poverty and what a more effective response to homelessness could look like. And to start broadly, what are the Move On Orders and what does this new law actually allow the police to do?
So the Move On Orders or the bill will basically allow police to order anyone that's under 14 out of public place for up to 24 hours under who's considered to be begging or rough sleeping or otherwise breaching what would be public order. And you can also get a fine for up to $2,000. And if that fine isn't paid, then up to 3 months in prison.
Now, you've argued that this bill effectively punishes poverty. Why do you see it that way?
Well, we essentially aren't giving people an alternative to being on the streets often. So these are our most vulnerable people, and often the social safety net has kind of failed them. They don't have anywhere else to go. They don't have the means to find shelter. And so by just telling them to leave, we're not really effectively offering anything to these people. We're just telling them we don't want to see them on our streets.
And what do you think policymakers are misunderstanding about the homelessness issue?
Well, part of what we don't understand is really the full cost of not providing free or heavily subsidized shelter to people, job-seeking assistance, opportunities to earn income, or to just be let alone in a way. All of these things, kind of Move On Orders, are really expensive and quite inhumane for people. And other countries who have addressed this in other ways have done so by housing people at a much lower cost.
Supporters of the bill say that Move On Orders are about public safety and preventing disorder. Does the legislation solve those concerns in your view?
The legislation mostly just moves poverty and homelessness out of sight of people who aren't comfortable seeing it. The reality, there's not much data that supports that people that are unhoused are violent or have any higher rates of crime, especially in our downtowns. So it's really, there's not a clear connection between people that are visibly homeless and crime.
The number of people experiencing severe housing deprivation has risen significantly in recent years. What does that tell us about the current state of New Zealand's housing system?
Yeah, I mean, these numbers are up quite a bit from the last census. And what it tells us is that housing is not only out of reach for many people who do have a good income, but it's completely out of reach for anybody who's struggling to make ends meet. And we are just not offering nearly enough emergency housing or social housing for the people who need it most.
You also connect this bill to wider government decisions, including cuts to social housing, emergency motels, and mental health funding. Why is it important to view those issues together?
Well, many of the programs that help keep people off the streets or provide support to people who are on the streets and help them kind of move into housing are being cut. Things like frontline mental health services are being cut from funding while we're already short over 650 workers in that field. Those are people that directly help people on the streets. We've lost subsidized income, something that helps people with really low incomes continue to keep a job. Emergency housing is all but gone, so many of our most vulnerable people just don't have anywhere to turn. So all of these things are related to each other, and a cut to one of these is naturally going to lead to an increase in the number of people that are seeking shelter on the streets.
And what would a more humane or effective response to homelessness look like?
We could take a page from the book of what's being done in Finland. per se. So one of the things we could do is provide housing for people that don't have it. And we can provide a basic level of income, a wage benefit that's livable, and better assistance to find employment. And all of those things are a much, much lower cost than move-on orders or emergency care for people who don't have anywhere else to go.
That was Dr. Tim Welch about move-on orders, homelessness, and the criminalization of poverty.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.